Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. Please visit our website, www.iwantmoreaction.com, for all our movie reviews and other goodies. And today we got a fun one for you. What do we got, Frank?
Yeah, today we got a fun one indeed. It's a Cosmic Sin. And Cosmic Sin is about seven rogue soldiers launching a preemptive strike against a newly discovered alien civilization in the hopes of ending an interstellar war before it starts.
Mm. Well, that sounds so good.
It does sound so good.
But too bad that's not what happens.
Was it that good? Well, let's see.
It was directed by Edward Drake. It stars Frank Grillo and Bruce Willis. Look at the cast. This has to be good, Frank.
Right off the bat, too.
Awesome
plot, great actors.
How good was Cosmic Sin?
My God, this movie was so good it sucked.
Yeah, it really did.
It really sucked, this movie. This movie is just a lazy attempt at a sci-fi action film that, I mean, I wouldn't even put this on a sci-fi channel. Like, it was boring for a sci-fi channel movie. I mean, it totally underuses Frank Grillo and Bruce Willis completely. I'm gonna give a spoiler alert from the beginning, just because we're gonna talk a lot about the plot, how bad this movie is, because we really want people to understand that this is not a good movie to go watch, and so you should probably skip it. But yeah, so spoiler alert, if you do want to see this movie and you don't want to know anything about it, go watch a movie and come back, and you'll probably agree with us about everything we're about to say. But Frank Grillo spends the majority of the movie lost in space. And Bruce Willis spends the rest of the movie just in the background.
Spitting off like these really, really bad one-liners.
These really, really bad one-liners. He really phones it in. They both phone it in, but Bruce Willis really, really phones this in. Bruce Willis has no real action scenes. He doesn't really do anything.
Doesn't even have like a character.
No, he doesn't really have a character either.
His whole character is he destroyed like a group of rebels like 600 years ago. Like,
yeah, I think
there was a mistake with the cards, you know, like the cards that come up, because the date changes from like 2042 to like 2685, but Bruce Willis is still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive, and apparently what he did was only like a couple of years ago or something.
Yes,
too.
So I think there was like a mistake in the editing.
I don't really, I off the top of my head, I don't really remember the title cards like you're talking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
I do know they jump around a lot because they try to explain the history as to like what's happening.
Yes.
Like with and how they, we get to the future, how the technology evolves and whatever. But ultimately, this movie is really just a alien invasion movie where it's like kind of the opposite. Instead of the aliens coming here, we send humans send a strike team force like this colony planet where basically the aliens have invaded and they go there to try and like stop them. But it's just like there's no. The action in this movie is like very cheap gun action where like you have like a lot of like overlay special effects, a lot of overlay of like the muzzle flares. The bad guys in this, the aliens actually have like laser guns, so it's like laser guns mixed with like regular firearms, which doesn't really ever work very well. It's like if you can have lasers, stick with lasers, guys. If you can have guns, stick with guns. But mixing it kind of feels weird because you can see the enemy shooting, but you can't see the hero shooting. Anything.
And like it doesn't feel like the enemy weapons are like any more powerful than the human guns.
Yeah, like they get
kind of all just firing the same type of way and the same type of like impact points.
Yes, it's all the same, and also the action in this movie doesn't really pick up towards the end. And like I'm saying, like Bruce Willis is not really in any of the action scenes. The action scenes are very, very short. We'll get into the fight scenes later, but there's basically no fight scenes in this movie. There's only really one or two to speak of out of the whole film.
And it's a big letdown too because they put these power suits up. Well, you think they're power armor, but they're kind of like these like makeshift astronaut suits that let you fly outside a spaceship.
Yeah.
And like basically what happens is like you go through like a wormhole in this suit and it shoots you onto a planet.
Yes. And it helps you like you land safely and all that and everything before getting hurt. And it makes you think that but it makes you think that somehow like that's power armor and they're gonna have some kind of fight scene.
Especially when like you first see it and they put it on, like it really makes it like you're
really
like, oh man,
these
are gonna be some cool power suits.
Mm-hmm. And they don't use it at all. And the bad guys just look like, and the bad guys all wear like costumes, these like hooded costumes,
Party City costumes.
So the aliens just don't look. They don't, you know. Originally, when the aliens first show up, they're like these parasitic aliens, and the aliens are this like parasitic race. But apparently, they don't just use the host. They also like all dress the same, and they all have like the same ships, and they all have the same weapons. So apparently, like they're also an alien race at the same time.
I'm assuming you're supposed to believe that they like took over another civilization, and that civilization is the one attacking. But like they never say that. So
they
I'm
never
just
say that. Yeah, they never explain that. And also, it just makes it look cheaper. Like it just makes it like at the beginning, the aliens look very scary because they're parasites that infest these colony survivors that they bring back to Earth like to like interrogate, and they actually look very it looks pretty scary. And it's like, okay, that this can something that can work for the movie because you can have this like horror element to the whole thing as well. But they totally drop that again when they get to the alien planet. They're all just wearing
it's literally these, like pointless. Like I feel like I'm like, why'd you do that?
Exactly.
Like, why'd you even bother with that?
Exactly. Well, what was the point of that? Because when you get there, they're like it literally looks like Guardians of the Galaxy. Like the aliens that they're fighting, they all look like that. They're like the guys in like just suits with like laser weapons. It's like, well, then why were they like parasitic zombies in the first half of the movie? Again, it's like the movie doesn't really know what it wants to be. It's kind of a letdown.
It feels like this movie was maybe like four different scripts for four different movies.
Yeah.
And they all like someone was like, let's put all these scripts together and try to make a film out of it. Like a zombie movie, and then like, oh, we have the script for like this alien invasion movie. Mm-hmm. We also have this Star Wars like script, and we have this one where these rebels fight back on a planet.
Yeah, exactly. It was like four different movies they tried to squish into one to try to make it cohesive. And look, if you want to try and do that, that's fine. Just make it fun. Make it fun and entertaining. And this was not fun and entertaining. It's just like, again, nothing. I know it sounds like we're leaving a lot out, but there's just nothing really happens in this movie. Like if you watch it, you'll know what we're talking about. We're like, it's just boring. Like it's just they have a mission, and but you think they're going to go there to, again, you know they're going there to fight the aliens, but there's not much fighting that takes place. There's like a shootout that happens in the woods, and a shootout that happens at this like ion
camp, and like it looks like Earth. Like you can tell they're filming. That's one of the things that I don't like, is that like you can tell they're filming it in a forest on Earth. Let me rephrase that. They're obviously not going to film on a foreign planet. But what I'm trying to say is, like, they didn't even try to make it look like a foreign planet.
Yeah, they're just fighting in the woods, and it looks like they're in the woods on some other planet, and they're clearly not on another planet. It's just in the woods. And also, I mentioned this before the podcast, how, like, it's the year 2542, and Frank Grillo's still driving, like, a Ford diesel pickup truck. Like, also, like, all this...
They're wearing their Adidas clothes and stuff.
All the clothing looks the same as it looks like in modern day. Like, this is really 500 years in the future, and they're still wearing the same things that you'd wear now. Like, it's just like, no. I mean,
they're using the same language. Everything's wrong.
Yes, everything's wrong. And I get it's low budget, but like at some point, you could just use a little bit of creativity. Like, it's not hard to just get cheap generic looking clothing. You know what I mean? Like, don't get Levi jeans and camouflage jeans. Like, you can get other stuff, guys. Like, you don't need that. Like, I don't know. I know. We're talking about like these stupid little things right now, but that's really all there is to talk about with this movie. We're trying to like. Put fill out this podcast with something to talk about.
Nothing happens. I'm gonna break this down. Aliens infect a couple of people. Those people beam to Earth. They turn to zombies. They fight for like 10 minutes. Bruce Willis and Frank Grillo decide, all right, we're gonna bring a team up to where the aliens first put their parasites in the people that came here, and we're gonna blow them up. They go there. Bruce Willis and Frank Grillo decide to take a coffee break for almost the whole movie.
Yeah.
The rest of the team decides, oh, they're going to hunt for the alien, and they blow it up. Like, that's literally what happens.
Yeah, that's all that happens.
And Frank Grillo's, like, floating in space the whole movie.
Yeah, because when they transport there, something happens to his suit or something like that, and he gets, like, stranded.
And he knocks Bruce Willis off of course.
Yes, knocks him off.
And then he disappears. That's his way of disappearing for, like, 30 minutes.
Yep, exactly. And then they all meet up at the end to do nothing.
Yep.
Really.
Literally, like, just nothing happens. Like, like nothing. Yeah. Like, no, there's no twists or turns or...
Or even good action set pieces. Like,
no,
you're talking
yeah.
about. Like nothing. Like, really, nothing happens. They are building up to this one ending where they say the aliens are going to raid the ion cannon base where the heroes are, because they're going to shoot some kind of like atomic bomb or whatever, or like a Q bomb they call it, into the portal that's open for the aliens to come through. But even that final fight that you think is going to be amazing is just really. Again, it's like Bush League, man. It's just weak. It's like
you
it's
saw
like,
the movie like, with what's the movie with Tom Cruise again?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, when he takes the bomb into the kill the aliens.
Yes.
Like it's the same concept. They want to portal over that way.
Yep.
And blow them up on that side, so they stop coming over here.
Exactly. That's what they want to do. And it's literally that plot line, but it's just done with as little as effort as possible.
Yeah, a little effort as possible. It's so effortless that like there's that scene where like Tom Grillo's in space talking to his son, and he's like. I have to do this.
Frank Grillo.
Frank Grillo, sorry, Tom Grillo. Yeah, we went to school with a Tom Grillo, me and Frank. That's funny. Tom Grillo, if you're listening,
shout out to Tom Grillo out there. But yeah, Frank Grillo's out there. He tries to have this like emotional like speech at the end with his son, but like it just falls flat because
first of all, you still don't know if it's his son. He says he's family.
He's family. Maybe it's his nephew or something.
That's like how he treats him.
Yeah, exactly. And also it's just like it's too little, too late, man. Like, you're gone the whole movie.
Yeah.
And you show up like oh he's alive in outer space still, but
the kid already thinks you're dead.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what happens is they can't for some reason I forgot some type of radiation thing. They can't aim at the site. So Frank Grillo's there though. So he's like,
yes.
Beam, you know, aim it at my suit.
Yes, he's like, just shoot me.
Shoot me. And then you know it'll shoot them. I'm near them.
Yeah, I have to sacrifice myself because I didn't do anything else.
No, I didn't do anything in this movie. I only took this character for the heroic death at the end.
Yeah, I guess.
Bruce Willis is like, F that, I ain't taking that one.
He didn't do nothing.
I did that in Breach.
Dude, literally at the end, Bruce Willis is just the same person freaking the bar again. Like, nothing changes for this guy. Nothing happens to him.
Where he starts is where he ends.
Exactly, yep. And like, there's this other like plot line, I guess, like with his wife that they don't explain, nothing. I don't know. They just didn't give a shit with this movie, man.
It's like all going on in his head.
Yeah.
When you see what the alien does to him when they first meet him, it's really funny. I don't even want to ruin it.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend this movie because it's not funny. It's not funny, good, or anything like that. But I will say, though, it's this one thing where, like, it has this dumb little moments where you kind of do chuckle while you watch it.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell is that? Like, huh? You're just so inquisitive about the stupidity going through the writer's head.
Yeah. You just watch. You're like befuddled by it. Confused by it. You're like, wait, what? Huh? Is this going to go somewhere? I guess not.
So, Frank, is it a cheap tactic to put stars on the cover of your movie and then have him not be the main star even in most of your movie?
Absolutely. This movie is a classic bait and switch. It's like make you think it's one thing and give you another. It's like they knew from the beginning that Bruce Willis and Frank Grillo were not going to do much in this movie, probably because they weren't paid enough. And so they were like, listen, you got us just enough for a couple of days, and you don't have us enough money for us to do anything kind of like, you know, big fight scenes or action set pieces or anything like that. So you're just going to have us in the background for most of the movie, and that's it. And they're like, oh shit, well, we're going to get what we get, and we're just going to have to make people think there's a lot more action, a lot more adventure going on than there really is.
Mm-hmm. I literally have nothing to say because I totally agree. There's a lot of movies, especially recently, that we've seen that commit this sin of of showing you a known actor and then just like barely showing them in the movie.
Yeah, we're gonna call this the cosmic sin from now on.
I was thinking the Robert Englund, but yeah, we could do the cosmic sin.
The cosmic sin, where literally like they just have an actor like just so they can be in the trailer on the poster, but they're not really in the movie in any real capacity. Like if at best they're just like a side character or like they're in the background, but they're not really like
Thomas Jane in Money Plane. Yes, like I can go on and on. Recently, the movie Redemption Day had what's his name, Andy Garcia.
And it had what's his name? Also, Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. They just sit in the background.
That's the whole thing. And exactly. So like, yeah. And you know they're on the cover. Like they're in the trailer. Like you make you think, oh, they might actually do something in this movie. And like, no, they're just tricking you.
And we assumed that Breach was gonna do it, but it didn't.
No, Breach
was very surprising.
Was kind of the opposite. Breach was a bit of a surprise. Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise because I thought they were going to do that with that movie where like Bruce Willis was literally just going to be in the background talking one-liners the whole movie, and actually it turned out to be Cosmic Sin was the film he does that in.
Force of Nature did it. Like, yeah, Mel Gibson's in a little bit of a decent amount, but he gets taken out way too soon. All over the cover and the trailer.
He's all over the cover and the trailer. You think he's going to be one of the main characters.
He's like, not.
He isn't. Yeah,
he's not the main hero, put it that way.
He's not the main hero yet.
No.
And he is kind of only there for filler. It feels like it's for filler. Mm-hmm. It's not really part of like the main plot, the main story, really. It's just there for him to have a little bit of fun.
And you know, like, I don't mind if, like, you know, when trailers, especially earlier, like in the late 90s stuff, if they had someone like that only in a movie, it would say, like, and featuring, and then have that guy, and you're like, all right, he's not going to be in a lot of the movie, but we can check it out.
Yes.
They don't do that. Like if Mel Gibson's in 10 minutes of the movie, he's the first name going up in the trailer.
His picture's on the poster.
His picture's on the poster.
Because they know that that's why most people are going to go see it, because it has Mel Gibson as somewhat of a name star in it, because there's no other name stars in this movie whatsoever, so.
I'm so, like, let down by the possibility.
I'm disappointed too. This really could have been good, man. You have Bruce Willis and like power armor. Like, I mean, I know it's a space suit, but it looks like power armor. Like, you could have.
And you got Frank Grillo in power armor too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could have did something. Have one scene just where they, you know, they have a you know, hand to hand combat with a bunch of aliens.
You know that video game Army of Two?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
I left the two of them, even if they died at the end of the scene, go out like just like blazing through a few aliens.
It's just something, yeah, man. Give me that one scene that I want to get happy. I want to get excited for, get amped for. But they didn't even come close to that, man. They didn't
no.
come close to it.
But we're gonna take a quick break, leave you a message from our sponsor, 10 seconds, and then when we get back, we're gonna break down a little bit of action that's unfortunately in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And as usual, Frank will start with fights.
1 out of 5. Because there are no fight scenes in this movie. There's one, I will say there's one fight scene, and it's where a giant, one of the big giant, like, gladiator aliens or whatever, fights Frank Grillo's nephew or whatever. Literally just bitch slaps him around a little bit. And then Frank Grillo's nephew just shoots him like a 9mm and kills this gigantic alien like next to him. And that's it. That's the entire fight scene. Nothing else. Oh, and he comes out later and like stabs him for no reason too. It's stupid. It's
Bruce Willis? Fight
yeah. No, his son, the nephew.
And Bruce Willis, yeah.
He comes out. It's stupid. 1 out of 5. There's no fight scenes in this movie.
Yeah, I also gave it a 1 out of 5. It's horrible. There's only like... There's that fight scene, and there's the beginning with the zombies throwing people around,
yeah,
which
yes.
it's nothing spectacular at all.
No, it's
garbage. Stunts. I gave stunts a 1 out of 5 also. There's a few throw arounds on people. There's a couple of bullet dodges, and that's it. It's horrible.
Yeah, I guess same thing. 1 out of 5. I'm not saying anything more because you said everything. You said all there is. There's nothing there to talk about. There's nothing there. There's a few things. It's 1 out of 5 worthy. It's lame.
Special effects.
So special effects, I actually gave it a 3 out of 5 because it actually didn't have half bad special effects in this movie. Like the scene where they're flying there in spacesuits, the scenes when they are in outer space don't look half bad. Like it almost looks like the special effects company that they had for this actually did a pretty decent job in that regard. Like for the most part, the special effects were competent. So I actually didn't hate them. They were the best part of the movie, really.
I gave it a 2 out of 5. I did like the special effects, like you said, when they're in space and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that whole like the whole getting to the other planet and it just looks like the woods.
Oh,
it's
no,
like,
you mean the
Jesus
planet
Christ,
itself.
Like,
yeah.
Like, they didn't even try to spice this up at all.
They didn't even, like, tint the screen. Like,
no, exactly.
Image,
they didn't do
like,
nothing
it, like,
to try
blue,
to spice
like,
this
make
up.
Make it blue or something. You know what I mean? Like, make it just feel like it's not on Earth. You know what I mean? Like, they even tried nothing with this.
So I took a point off of that because I was like, you guys didn't even give a shit once they got... So like, this is like you said, this was like Stargate SG-1 level
yes.
production.
They're just in the woods. This was some random planet. They're just in the woods, dude. Like, they didn't even care.
There's no chase scenes.
No chase scenes.
Shootouts. I give shootouts a 2 out of 5. Like, you know, it's most of the action in the movie is shootouts. And, you know, there's people getting shot and people getting shot, I guess. And,
yeah,
and
actually,
it's not the worst
it.
I've ever seen, but it's really low.
Yeah, I barely gave it a 2 out of 5. The only reason why I gave it a 2 out of 5 is because there is a couple of... like shootout scenes. There's quite a few of them in the movie. Like there's way, way, way more shootout scenes than there are fight scenes. But the shootouts again, it's like those cheap gun effects. You know, those cheap laser effects from the aliens. Like,
yep.
like it's a cinematography that's really lazy. Where like you know, it cuts like people shooting, cuts the good guy shooting, cuts the bad guy shooting, cuts the good guys getting hit, cuts the bad guys getting hit, cuts the more good guys. It just cuts back and forth. Like people just shooting at what I guess is each other. But it's just very, very amateurish. But like it is what it is.
Overall, I gave the movie a 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
I thought it was garbage.
Yeah, same 1 out of 5. It's a complete skip. This is not a recommendation.
No, don't
this
don't
is
watch
like
it.
This is like actively avoid this movie at all costs.
Like yes, it's a step above some of the other crap we've seen, but it's still as of right now, it's on the worst 10 of 2021 list.
Absolutely, and one of the big reasons why is because of that it has Frank Grillo and Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's a letdown.
If it didn't have those two guys in it, we probably would have been a little bit more like forgiving with it. But there's no way you can have these two big actors in your movie and completely miss the mark the way they did. It's just like it's unforgivable. Sorry, guys.
And they phone it in because I don't blame them for phoning it in. Everything else
yes.
is trash. Why wouldn't
exactly.
they phone it in?
Exactly. You read the script and you see what they're doing. Like this is not going to be a good movie. Like
it's just
I
a payday
care?
For them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My first similar movie was Independence Day, way better alien invasion style movie.
Oh, yes.
You got Will Smith, you got Jeff Goldblum, was it Bill Pullman? Bill Pullman.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great cast. You got Data from Star Trek in it.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. Like, the cast is amazing. The action's really fun. It still holds up today. The sequel's garbage, but the original
yes.
one's really fun.
Yeah. Independence Day is definitely a good movie. My first recommendation is, because it's very similar to this movie, go watch Breach. It's a really low budget Bruce Willis film, but it really is like twice or three times as better
It's
as
kind
this
of like
movie.
what would happen if they went with the zombie plot in the beginning of this film.
Yes, it almost could have been the same movie.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why they changed. Maybe they had to change a lot of it, but at least Breach, it's a low budget film. It still has its amateur moments to it, but at least it's consistent in what it's trying to be. Bruce Willis's acting is actually the best acting I've seen him in years, believe it or not, because he hasn't really been in anything decent in a long, long, long time. And he actually tries in Breach. He actually gives a shit. I think the special effects aren't, they're not great, but they're not terrible. The action set pieces, again, they're not great, but they're not terrible. If you're looking for a low budget sci-fi film with Bruce Willis and a recent sci-fi movie with Bruce Willis in it, definitely check out Breach. You'll like it 10 times more than fucking Cosmic
And
Sin.
Thomas Jane is the Frank
And
Grillo of that
Thomas
movie.
Jane is a Frank Grillo character in Breach.
Yeah,
These
just in it
movies
for
have a lot
payday.
similar. Yeah, different payday. Exactly. Yep.
My second movie was Starship Troopers. Definitely very similar plot. They're trying to stop there's a group of Marines, well, Space Marines on Earth that get sent to a foreign planet to stop these aliens from throwing these asteroids at Earth that are destroying like cities and stuff. It's you know it ha It doesn't really hold up well today because it's very political towards the time that it came out. But once they're on the planet itself fighting the aliens, then it's really good.
Yeah, Starship Troopers is definitely something that it gets better later in the film than like earlier in the movie. Because yeah, it gets very
Because
political
it's trying to be a political
before.
satire of the time that we were living in at the time, and
Yeah,
just doesn't hold
yes.
up. But once
Yeah.
they drop all that to get to the planet to fight, it's just a
Yeah.
regular like B-level action flick.
Yeah. Yeah, my other recommendation is definitely it's Armageddon with Bruce Willis and and Ben Affleck and Steve Buscemi and the whole cast and crew of all the Billy Bob Thornton's in this movie.
Michael Clark
Michael Bay
Duncan.
film, Colin Duncan is. I mean, it is what why I picked it was because I think imagery of them in space and in the suits is really what got me. And again, if you just want to see a much better movie with Bruce Willis in his prime, Armageddon is definitely one of like my top picks. Like he's really good in that movie. It's a really good movie overall. It fits. It's like that movie perfectly fits like his personality as an
Yeah.
actor. Like it really captures like who Bruce Willis just always actively tries to that role he tries to play. But I think like they really get it, they really nail it in Armageddon. To the point where like in this movie they try to do the same thing where like you think he's gonna sacrifice himself, but like in the end of Armageddon he actually does and actually we actually feel something in that movie. So if you want to see a good another good sci-fi movie with Bruce Willis, check out Armageddon.
You really, really like his character in Armageddon. So when he does sacrifice himself, you're like really upset.
Yeah, like you actually really care, exactly. Like
Yeah.
that's rare for Bruce Willis' character because he usually plays like the hero that always again like John McClane. Like he's never
Yeah.
gonna get hurt. He's not gonna die. So it's actually a bit of a deeper character he plays in Armageddon.
Even Ben Affleck's likable.
Yeah, definitely.
But Steve Buscemi's in that?
He is. Yeah, he's part of the oil rig. It's
Okay.
him. It's
Yeah.
him. It's him because of Michael Clark Duncan. He's part of that crew in it.
I forgot that Steve Buscemi's in it. I remembered
He's in it.
everyone else. I just forgot
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi's
Billy
in it.
Bob Thornton is a guy from like NASA or whatever. He plays like the guy who's like training them and everything. Yeah.
All right, so that's our review for Cosmic Sin. We're sorry if you saw it already and
Yeah,
we
if you
couldn't
didn't
stop
see it,
you.
we're saving you. We're gonna save you a lot of time and expectations
We
being
do this for
crushed.
you guys, so you
Exactly.
guys have
We
got to sit through this
watch
garbage.
these crappy movies, so you don't have to. So
Yeah.
definitely skip Cosmic Sin,
Me
guys.
and Frank have been trying to get a freaking good movie for since like the end of 2020, and we
Literally, it's hit or miss, but we definitely
there's a
watch
few
more
decent,
worse
but we have still
movies.
not got like that knockout the park extraction style
No,
flick yet.
nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. In fact, quite the opposite. We
Yes, yeah.
we're watching way more bad movies than good movies recently. But
Oh man,
what are
we've
you
been
gonna
yanking.
do?
Besides Deliver Us from Evil, which isn't even an American movie,
Yep.
and it didn't
Yeah.
even come out this year, and we swore it this year though, we've been just blasted with mediocre stuff.
Really, and maybe it's due to the pandemic because like nothing's really coming out.
Yeah.
But even so, and we've seen low budget films that weren't this bad. But we've been watching a lot of bad action movies lately,
Yes.
man. I
They're just
don't know.
people just are just releasing anything.
Yeah, really anything. And so like Chris said, we're gonna keep watching these movies so you don't have to, and let you know if they're good or not.
All right. This is
Yep.
Mr. X signing out.
It's Frankie Cranks. Till next time.